This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Upstate Armory Group. If you have never gone to upstatearmorygroup.com, if you've never checked out the kind of prices they have, you're not saving yourself as much money as you could. For just about any kind of firearm you're talking about, which he can get a hold of, Jason can, you can save a lot of money. He does a lot of business online. He does business online of a level that completely runs up against his size as a brick-and-mortar store. Check him out, upstatearmorygroup.com. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This month, last month, December of 2015, was the biggest month I've ever had on the podcast side ever. And this month has beaten last month already, and there's still 3 days left in it. And for that, I am very, very thankful and grateful to you and the new people that have joined the show and everything else. The new ninjas that are out there, I am very grateful for that. But I have done one thing a little different. I have taken the podcast, and instead of taking the podcast and making it 1 3-hour segment, I've made it into 3 separate 1-hour segments, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One is the size of the file. All of your major radio networks, like Genesis Communications Network, they put up these podcast files up one file at a time, because that way when you go to download it, their bandwidth, which they're putting up there, is only holding on to that one file. It's only using that one file. It's only downloading that one file. And it helps them out. Now, if you get in there and download all three at one time, of course, it's a mute point. But that's the way they do it that way for reasons like that, because the bandwidth is important. They're putting it out there. They're not going to tell you how to use it. I'm doing it to save myself some money, because I can make the files smaller. I can make the, you know, it doesn't hurt the audio quality. Got an email from one of you the other day saying it is a bad move and asking if I will ever go back and make a 3-hour file again. I might do it. I'm just trying this out to see how it goes. Some people like just getting 1 hour. There's a reason, though, as I pull back the curtain a little bit, there's a reason why you hear my intro at the beginning of every hour, because some of these would-be syndicators, maybe syndicated stations that are out there, or some of these affiliate radio stations, they might only take my second hour, or my third, or my first, or they might take my first and third, or they might take my first and second. Some of them that carry me don't even carry me carry me live. It's on something called a time shift. So all that stuff is set up in a certain way to make it easier for people to make a choice. And that's why I put it into 3 separate 1-hour segments, to give you a little bit better choice. 3 hours of a podcast is a long time. It's still available if you want it. All 3 hours, they're there. And the files are not, they're a little bit smaller than if I made a 3-hour file. And they're proofed and they're good to go. And I mean, it's beautiful. I'm using that great GCN processed audio to do it. You'll love it. But that's what's going on with it. For those of you who may have been wondering, I've been doing it for a couple of days now. Going to give you some examples of self-defense, armed self-defense that has happened this year already. It happens every day. Today it happened between 2,000 and 6,000 times. Still going on right now as you go further left. As you go west, and the time zone cuts back, 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 it's happening still. These are ordinary citizens who are thrown into extraordinary situations. These are armed defenders. They were both surprised and at the same time prepared. They saved their life and they protected those that they love. However it worked out, when it happened, they were ready. First up, we have a 65-year-old Manchester, New Hampshire woman stopping to buy gasoline after leaving work late at night. She noticed a dark-colored sedan following her. She drove home to her apartment. Notice how this is going to be the exact opposite right now, I can tell you, of that mom who tried to save her daughter. She did save her daughter, but she got shot for it. She noticed the car following her, where this other lady did not. She was concerned, so she parked as close to her building as possible. She has her concealed carry permit and the training that comes with it. She moved her firearm from her purse to her pocket in case she needed it. She hurried to her apartment stairway, but the mugger ran in front of her. He blocked her path and grabbed her shoulder. The elderly grandmother, this is the one I think where he got up there and said, "Give me everything you've got." So she drew her pistol and shot him in the chest. How about let's start with these bullets? He ran. The old woman took shelter in her building and called the cops. The mugger and his accomplice were picked up by the police at a nearby hospital. Anti-gun activists would say this old lady would be safer if she was disarmed. No, the mugger would have been safer. Two cars stopped in front of a home in Houston, Texas. 6 to 8 men piled out of the cars and quickly forced their way into a nearby home. A neighbor who was walking down the sidewalk witnessed the home invasion. One of the thugs pointed a gun at him. The neighbor was carrying a concealed weapon and shot and killed the robber in self-defense. This caused the other men to flee, leave their stolen car behind. The armed pedestrian and the one person inside the home were not injured. Anti-gun activists would say we would be safer if law-abiding citizens were limited on how many bullets we could have in our guns. Those 8 thieves won't follow that law. What would have happened if this neighbor had only a few rounds in his weapon? 2 men knocked at the front door of a Memphis home at about 6 p.m. A woman opened the door and one man forced his way inside. The intruder put a gun against the woman's neck. The male homeowner heard the woman scream. Fortunately, he was armed and stepped toward the front door. The homeowner shot the intruder several times. The dead assailant had a long criminal record, including arrest for aggravated burglary and aggravated assault. Anti-right activists would say we would be safer if our guns were disassembled and locked in a gun safe. This man did not have time to open a gun safe. A North St. Louis County homeowner heard 2 men loudly bang on his front door. The homeowner had recently moved into the home. He didn't recognize the men and wasn't expecting visitors at 10:30 in the morning. Fortunately, the homeowner was armed when the 2 thieves smashed through the back door of his home. The armed burglar shot at the homeowner. The homeowner shot back and killed one of the thieves. The second thief ran and was arrested by police a few days later. He was wanted for several recent robberies. Drug gangs shoot 10,000 people each year, yet anti-right activists say we would be safer if honest citizens were disarmed. 3 masked men entered a Family Dollar store late at night. One of the thieves pointed a gun at the store clerk and demanded the money in the cash register. One of the customers standing in the line was armed with a gun of his own. He pointed his gun at the robbers, but the 3 thieves turned and ran before the armed customer could fire. Police in Newport News, Virginia said these 3 thieves were wanted for a string of similar robberies. The armed customer saved lives without firing a shot. For more reports like that, you can catch them. Rob Morse does them every week on the Slow Facts blog. And probably at Ammo Land, too. There's all kinds of examples of this out there. And he brings it to us in such great degree and asks those questions that need to be asked. I've been lucky. I have not had to pull my gun in self-defense. Nor do I want to. I don't want to. And neither should you. However, I have it with me, and I'm ready to go should I have to have it. Have my phone with me if I have to call somebody. I have my sunglasses with me in case it gets sunny. I have a first aid kit in the car in case somebody needs first aid. I've got a lot of things in case out. And one thing that I am not going to be without is this. Or something very akin to it. And this particular one, we're going to talk about this particular one when we get back, because this is about to go through a transformation. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. How come this isn't showing? I know why. Okay, now I get it. Anyway, from one of the ninjas, I got this on Facebook, and Aaron Miller that sent this to me. Thank you very much, sir. I don't know where this is coming from. It's coming from a newspaper called The Tribunist, whatever that is. And it's troubling. It's troubling to me because it's true. Headline, 17-year-old girl fights off rapist. Now she's being charged with a crime. She managed to escape being raped by fighting off her attackers. He ripped off her clothing. Now police say she will be charged with a crime for defending herself. She was attacked around 10 p.m. by a dark-skinned man in central Sønderborg, Denmark. This means it's probably a Syrian or a supposed Syrian refugee, okay? She told police the attacker struck her, threw her on the ground, and began forcibly removing her clothes. Using a canister of pepper spray, the 17-year-old was able to fight him off and escape the attack. Now that tool of self-defense is going to leave her as the only person charged with a crime in the incident. It is illegal to possess and use pepper spray, so she will likely be charged for that, local police spokesman, spokeshole, Nude Kirsten said, as cited by TV Sid. Now, irony being what it is, the only reason she was carrying this pepper spray was because the local police had failed to curtail a wave of sexual assaults by asylum seekers and refugees. Attacks in the city have grown so bad that nightclubs have been forced to ban people based on what languages they speak. We must say that a large number of the male guests who come from the local asylum center have a very hard time respecting the opposite sex. In my eyes, it is harassment when one or more men continue to touch a young woman after she has said stop. Glenn Hollander from the Sønderborg Club, Den Flyvende Hollander, told TV Sid earlier in January. She defends herself, and she's getting charged. In the meantime, comes to light that hundreds of badges and credentials and cell phones and guns belonging to the Department of Homeland Security have been lost or stolen in recent years. Let me give you that list again. Badges, credentials, cell phones, and guns. And this is raising some serious security concerns about the potential damage these missing items could do in the wrong hands. Inventory reports obtained by the news site Complete Colorado and shared with FoxNews.com show that over 1,300 badges, 165 firearms, and 589 mobile phones were lost or stolen over the span of 31 months between 2012 and 2015. The majority of the credentials belong to the employees of the Customs and Border Protection, while others belong to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services employees. All of these guys all are tasked to Department of Homeland Security. There are no Department of Homeland Security officers. They're all on loan because they all fall under the Department of Homeland Security. The lost or stolen guns also mostly belong to the Border Patrol employees, although others are cited to belonging to TSA and ICE workers. I did not know that TSA people had guns. I thought that was sort of a controversy that they don't have guns. The missing badges and guns suggest a shocking lack of security when it comes to federal law enforcement and then keeping up with their stuff, and represents a significant security risk, according to one expert. Scary that you think that number of credentials out there that someone could manipulate, Tim Miller, a retired Secret Service special agent, told FoxNews.com. While he said the phones are likely to have enough protocols in place to prevent them from being used for nefarious purposes, the badges and the credentials are an entirely different matter and could allow access to sensitive areas such as cargo. A badge, which it is very easy to change the picture on the badge. That's all. The picture is what's got to match. The name, you know, if you're out there and you're a guy and it says the name is Eve Lipschitz, they might look at that quite, you know, with a sort of a skewed eye, but not most of the time. If somebody's trying to impersonate somebody's going to get away with it, they know what they're doing. Miller said the thing that's particularly concerning is that if you get real credentials, it's very easy to manipulate them, and you've got someone else's picture on what law enforcement would see as valid. Then you factor in terrorism. It's a significant concern that people would run around with authentic credentials and be able to access areas they wouldn't otherwise be able to access. When reached for comment, the Department of Homeland Security did not dispute the inventory report data, which Complete Colorado, a Colorado-based online news site, had obtained via a FOIA request. The reporter who obtained the data also works with the Denver-based free market think tank, the Independence Institute, which is Dave Koppel's group. Dave Koppel, the well-known gun rights scholar. In a statement to FoxNews.com, a DHS spokesperson said they strive to be good stewards of government resources and have improved oversight and reduced the number of lost or stolen items over the past years. They did not point out, of course, what they're not saying here is, we strive to be, but we fail miserably. That's the subtext. Spokesperson Justin Greenberg said, if a credential holder loses or has their credentials stolen, the holder must report the incident to their supervisor and credential issuance office immediately. Once the incident has been reported, this information is entered into an appropriate DHS and law enforcement database, which disables use of the lost or stolen item. Disables it how, though? He also noted that the DHS encrypts all mobile devices, laptops, and tablets. How does it disable an ID card? Lawmakers have also expressed concern about the safety of the DHS property in the past. In December, the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee approved legislation that would tighten screening of TSA workers, review security protocols, and increase fines and enforcement requirements related to missing credentials. That was put forward after members of the committee wrote to TSA officials in March expressing concerns about reports for these unaccounted for TSA badges. Let's see. John Thune said officials entrusted with protecting the American public cannot consider the loss of sensitive items normal or routine. When the Commerce Committee looked at lost and missing airport security credentials, we discovered that existing rules weren't being effectively enforced. Mistakes happen, but if we don't work to eliminate them and insist on accountability, then we're left with an unacceptable risk. Well put, John Thune. Funny that this hasn't made any other news, though. 165 guns stolen. How do you disable those? We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Coming from the Trace, just so I can bring you something from the other side, the Trace is the Bloomberg News website. I bring you this. A gun is a defense against terrorists. The stats say it's more likely to harm your family. Dun, dun, dun. Where's my sound effect? Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's more than likely to harm your family. Are you getting that? Do you get that? That's what they want you to believe. Not kidding. I start this out. This is verbatim from them. Politicians have been calling on Americans to arm themselves in the wake of the Paris and San Bernardino attacks, and the industry reps say sales are up, but years of research say that keeping a gun in a home increases shooting risks. 2 weeks ago on CBS's Face the Nation, GOP presidential contender Marco Rubio boasted about purchasing a handgun on Christmas Eve. When asked why he had bought the weapon, the senator from Florida explained that personal firearm ownership is a last line of defense against ISIS. He added, "I have to protect my family from them or from a criminal or anyone else who seeks to do us harm." He was echoing his endorsement for widespread gun ownership at an Iowa campaign stop a few days earlier. So here we go into the gist of this. In the wake of the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, more Americans cite terrorism as the chief issue facing the U.S. than at any other time in the last decade. Firearm executives at last week's Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, SHOT Show, the gun industry's annual convention, said the shootings have encouraged record-breaking sales as people rush to protect themselves. Where our customers are telling us that they're concerned about personal security after the acts of terrorism, we've seen over the past year, Bob Radecki, national sales manager of Glock, told CNBC. Sensing opportunity, other public officials have also been stoking anxiety over terrorism to bolster a pro-gun agenda. Over the past 2 months, for example, a group of sheriffs has encouraged citizens to arm themselves in an ad hoc internet campaign. In a December Facebook post, Florida Sheriff Wayne Ivey urged locals to proactively engage anyone who threatens harm through terrorism or mass killings. New York Sheriff Michael Schiff also joined the fray, saying, given the recent attacks in our country and abroad, I want to encourage citizens of Ulster County who are licensed to carry a firearm to please do so. Similar messages were repeated in counties in Arizona, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. Notice that this is local people saying this right now, and we're going to get to the point that I'm coming up. Those appeals imply that terrorists and other manner bad guys are coming for you and your family, and the only thing that can stop them is a gun in your hands. There is, however, little substance to such fear-mongering. For starters, the odds of a U.S. citizen being killed in a terrorist attack are about 1 in 20 million. Even after the mass shooting in San Bernardino, only 38 American citizens had died on U.S. soil from terrorist attacks in the last decade, while 280,024 had died from gun violence. Remember that two-thirds of that is suicide. In fact, statistically speaking, one should be more fearful of toddlers, given that in 2015, toddlers shot and killed more Americans than terrorists did. You see, we're going into this thing. It's like the blood in the streets thing. If there's a gun present, you probably can't handle it. You probably don't know what you're doing with it. And you probably don't need to have it because somebody's going to take it from you and beat you with it. They cite a, let's see, a 2014 meta-analysis of 16 studies by Dr. Andrew Engelmeyer and his colleagues at the University of California, San Francisco, found that household gun ownership doubles the risk of homicide and triples the risk of suicide by those with access to firearms. Can we, okay, as far as the suicide thing, okay, we know that suicide went up and we know that suicide with guns went down. However, if there is a gun present, of course, it increases that chance because the gun is present. I don't know. What we need to be studying is how many people go out and buy a gun with the sole purpose of committing suicide with it. That's what you need to be looking at right there. Getting out there and giving me this thing about access to firearms. Every free person in the United States has access to firearms, you idiots. Another study found that access to firearm increases 12-fold the likelihood of an altercation with a family member or an intimate partner escalating to murder. What is the name of the study and who did it? Don't tell me a study. Adding to these findings, a 2014 study by Dr. Michael Siegel at Boston University found that gun ownership substantially increases the risk of homicide across the population. He also discovered that an even more interesting picture emerges when you break down homicides in those committed by strangers and those committed by non-strangers. The paper revealed that while gun ownership is not associated with significant increases in the former category, for every 1% increase in gun ownership, there's a 0.9% increase in murders carried out by people the gun owner knew. A new study by Siegel and Dr. Emily Rothman further clarified this relationship, finding that increased levels of firearm ownership disproportionately impact women. Now, here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. If we want to go back to the beginning of this hour, when I'm talking to the leftist radio guy on the radio, and I'm talking about the CDC study that came out in 2013, do you not think that all of those facts, were they actually true? Were they not, if they were actually present, when they had that moment where the president gave them sanction, gave them the executive action, gave them the money to do it, don't you think that would have come out? Don't you think that this has all happened a year after this study came out? Don't you think those facts would have been present between during the time that study was being compiled in 2013? Specifically, the study revealed that for each 10% percentage point increase in state-level firearm ownership in the state, the female firearm-related homicide rate increases by 10.2%. That's simply not true. There is no way to substantiate that because it is not true. That means, okay, for every 100 guns, that means every time 100 guns are purchased, that 10 females in a state die. That's what it's saying. A little more than 10. So, and 88% of those homicides being perpetrated by people the victim knew. This is the domestic violence thing. See? They say the fact is, as gun ownership rates increase, you are more likely to be killed by someone you know than by an unknown criminal. How is that possible? How is it that death is going down while gun ownership is skyrocketing? How do you justify that and then come out with this? I'm going with the FBI statistics on this one, pal. I'm going with the NSSF statistics. I don't need a big study from a bunch of academic, you know, academic pointy heads to get out there and know how to look at something and say, okay, this is the way it's supposed to be. And this is what it's supposed to do. And this is what happened. Barack Obama has overseen the purchase of 100 million guns in 7 years. That would mean, just based upon the thing with the women, okay, using that statistic, that would mean that since Obama has been president, 10 million women have been murdered with a gun. I can do that math, too. So, and that wasn't even, as a matter of fact, it would be higher than that because they're talking about for every 10% increase. So if he, you know, there was like 200, he's increased it by about a third, so that would be 30%. So then it should be 30 million women that have been killed. Or 9 million. I can't figure out how the math should work. But even, let's go with the low figure of only 9 million women. Has anybody heard about that in the last 7 years, the 9 million women that have been killed in the scourge of gun violence? No, because there's been about 50,000 people murdered in the last 7 years. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. You know, the ultimate goal of the anti-gun movement is the universal elimination of civilian firearm ownership and possession. This is true, and it is incontrovertible. If they get out there and tell you they don't want your guns, they're lying to you. You can look at everything they're proposing, especially when they get out there and start talking about, well, like they did in Britain and in Australia, because that's gun bans and confiscation. Everything they do is directed at the attainment of that goal. What McAuliffe did was directed at the attainment of that goal. Nothing that they do diverges from the path of that goal. When asked to admit the truth of the assertion, the anti-gun movement and its sounding board, the mainstream corporate media, will deny it curtly and vehemently. But their actions belie their very blunt denial. And we see it. We see it all the time. We see it all over the place, as a matter of fact. On a regular basis, as a, you know, some of the stuff that you see out there, some of the propositions that they make or something like that, always showing up, always pointing things out. What are we to do? What are we to believe? Well, you can start with what I just told you. You can start with believing that everything that the king of their story, in any sort of storytelling, of course, the story is the king. So everything serves the king. In this case, the king is complete and total lack of gun ownership or possession, which is an impossibility now in these United States. There's no way for them to actually attain that unless we voluntarily let it happen, unless we go and turn in every gun. If they get out there and say, we'll do it under force of arms, the first question we need to say is, that's splendid. How? How are you going to do something so blatantly unconstitutional that you're probably going to face a lot of mass desertions? Your special forces has threatened the chief executive of these United States with their actions and their speciality if you do it. Realization of their goal amounts to a de facto repeal of the fundamental right of the people to keep and bear arms, something that existed prior to the Republic. A right expressed clearly and cogently, succinctly, and indelibly in the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. But if you want to have any sort of residual doubt as to the import of that right, in 2008 and 2010, they laid that doubt to rest. The Heller Supreme Court held the Second Amendment protects an individual right to possess a firearm unconnected with the service in a militia. and to use that arm for traditionally lawful purposes such as self-defense within the home. This right, the High Court maintains, operates as a constraint on the federal government. The question subsequently arose in McDonald whether the Heller holding applies to the states as well. The High Court held that it did, asserting clearly, categorically, unequivocally, the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment incorporates the Second Amendment right recognized in Heller. Brady, you know. Still, the anti-gun organizations and many lower courts amenable to their views resist Heller and McDonald and continue to advance strategies altogether inconsistent with the High Court's rulings, which this should all be being followed with the exact devotion that we see Roe versus Wade being followed. Yeah. Because it's settled law. Now, the arguments, or actually what they amount to, is rationalizations for more and more restrictive gun measures may be distilled to the following one. No one needs a gun because the police will protect you. Two, curtailing civilian gun ownership precludes gun violence and gun accidents. Three, civilized people don't want guns and are repulsed by them. Four, since no one can know who among the population will go off half-cocked, presenting a danger to self or others, it is best to curtail civilian gun ownership and possession. Five, the Second Amendment is obsolete. No other country has anything like it, and the U.S. shouldn't either. These five arguments are a ragbag of elements gleaned from a utilitarian ethics, psychology, sociology, politics, economics, and even aesthetics. But they all embrace one central tenet, governmental control of the American public, which they were never meant to have. The government was never meant to control you. The anti-gun movement does not recognize the sanctity and autonomy of the individual, which is the linchpin of the Bill of Rights. Rather, they see the individual American as a random bit of unharmonious energy running hither and yon, an individual who's likely to harm self or others unless appropriately constrained for his or her own good and for the good of the greater society. A firearm in their hands loosens or lessens the government's ability to control that individual. Ergo, the government must keep the two, firearm and individual, separated. Now, what the NRA and other institutions like them work to keep conjoined, the anti-gun groups wish to sever and keep disjoined. As they work incessantly, inexorably toward its ultimate goal, they invariably butt up against the NRA, which the movement routinely and pejoratively refers to as the gun lobby. But the anti-gun movement refrains from referring to themselves as the anti-gun lobby. Now, lobbying activities are protected speech under the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, and the NRA is open about its lobbying efforts on behalf of its millions of members. Yet the anti-gun movements, they cloak their own lobbying activities. They blatantly pander to the U.S. president. President Obama, for his part, has not shied away from using the power of his office to further the agenda of the anti-gun movement, issuing executive orders, becoming imperial. I am King Obama. And he has formally announced in January of 2016 that he's going to do as much as he can on his way out the door. Congress, under Article 1 of the Constitution, has sole authority to make law. The question is whether Obama's anti-gun measures to operate within the framework of existing congressional firearms laws, as he claims, or operate beyond the boundaries of existing law, which I claim. You know, Congress might obtain some resolution of that question because Richard Shelby, Republican out of Alabama, he requested Loretta Lynch to appear at a hearing held on January 20th to discuss this recent executive action. He made it abundantly clear that the president does not have the authority to tell Congress what it must do. But the president has done exactly that, and using the mechanism of an executive directive crafted by the Attorney General herself to conduct an end run around Congress. He isn't asking Congress and the American people for permission to do what he wants to do, governing by the consent of the governed. He is telling Congress and the American people what he's going to do and cajoling both Congress and the American people to get on board with his game plan. This is an extreme hubris. If the anti-gun movement is able to harness the office of the president to craft its own law to further a personal agenda, in defiance of both congressional legislation and the U.S. Supreme Court decision, the Constitution is belittled and the Republic is endangered. All of that, of course, is temporary. The biggest part of the disconnect that astounds me is this supposition that this little man at the White House, with his little group being the liberals and you know, the do-nothing Republicans and all of them there in D.C., where, you know, we see ad nauseum all the time, all of these people hanging out in Washington like it's the place to be. They're nothing. They're nothing. They are a speck on a map. They're not America. They're not the American people. Sure, there's lots of American people in metropolitan centers that don't know any better. Okay, like New York, California, not the entire state because there are 9 million gun owners there. But New Jersey, you know, everybody's bursting at the seams trying to have freedom. New York State, they're getting tired of New York City. New York State's getting really tired of New York City. They're not. Right now, they're in charge and everything is happening. We're letting happen. We're letting it happen. This is all done voluntarily. Because we're trying to be a republic. You and I, we're trying to be a republic. You and I, we believe in the republic. They don't believe in the republic, though. They believe in something a little different. They want to have control over you. They can't let you have that. They can't let you have a gun because that lessens their ability to maintain that control. Never lose sight of that. Or at least as best you can. Going to do it again in 21 hours. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.